Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city of sunshine and palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, we wish you were here. Beautiful weather, beautiful weather. So glad to be with you again today, you, and you. To those that listen on a continual basis, we thank you for listening, and we send you our love, lots of it, lots of love and hugs. Yes, letting you know that we appreciate you to the highest today. Pray for us as we pray for you continually. We certainly need it today, and I thank you for it again. We trust that everything is well with you today. So if it's not, just call us at 347-857-3925. Give us a call, if you will, while we're on the air. And if you would like to say something, anything, in whatever way, give us a call. Testify. Tell us what God has done for you since you've been listening to this broadcast. And whatever, you know, something you would like for us to talk about, you know, give us a suggestion also. We will try our best to accommodate you. But we just want you to know that we love you. We really, really do. And believe it or not, you know, you can call 347-857-3925. You can call us while we're on the air. Thanking God for what he is to you and for you. And today we are praying a special prayer today for Joseph Landers. Joseph Landers, who's in the hospital, and they're not giving him much time to live. And we're praying today for his salvation. And his daughter asked that he get to know the Lord. He seek the Lord before he leaves. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray today for Joseph Landers. God, we send the word to him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, that somehow, some way, someone will get the words of life to him, God. The word about you today, God. Let him not go into a Christless grave today. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give him, Lord God, that chance, Lord God, right now to see, Father God, to see you before he leave, and ask you to forgive him for all of his sins today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for it right now, Holy Father. We thank you for touching Joseph Landers in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Kelly Hill also today, who broke his ankle. Touch him, God Almighty, and let him recover and need to get back to work. Father God, in Jesus' name, be made whole. Father, we ask you to touch Anthony today in the name of Jesus. Touch CJ in the name of Jesus. Save these young men, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. God, save them right now, God, before they, Lord, get into any more trouble of sorts. God, in Jesus' name, make them whole right now. And we thank you for it. Lord, touch Mother Jane Mara in Brooksville. Touch her right now in Jesus' name, God. Oh, God, she needs your help right now, Father God. In Jesus' name, give her that strength that she needs. Lord, touch Elizabeth Fayer's Father God, in the name of Jesus right now. Lord God, he needs you. He needs you in his spirit, in his soul right now, God. Save them right now, God. Save them to the utmost. Lord, we ask you to touch Dwayne also right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we praise you for your mighty acts among men, how you are healing the sick and raising the dead. God, we thank you today, God. We ask you to look on all the little children, God, that's going through abuses and what have you. Look on them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, and we thank you for it, God. We decree and declare that it is done today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to look on our friends there in the Caribbean. Look on those, Father God, also overseas in the troubled lands today, God. Father God, it's so much to pray for. It would take all day and night to keep praying for all that's going on today. So many people in need today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, so many are sick and suffering, Lord. Lord, touch them right now in Jesus' name. Cancel that assignment that Satan has put against them in Jesus' name, Lord. Let them be healed right now. Let them know who healed them, that you healed them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for it right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise, God, for touching the pastors, God, that are on the edge, those that are on the edge of giving up, Lord, or committing suicide. Father God, reverse that decision today. In the mighty name of Jesus, help them, Lord, through the hard times, God. Let them look into the hills which cometh the help. The help cometh from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. Lord, let them reach out to you today. You're the only one that can help them in this hour that they need you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, God Almighty, for touching our children, Lord God. We thank you for our radio listeners, God. We thank you for them today, God. Oh, Father, have mercy today on them, Lord. Their children, God, their grandchildren, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, have mercy today, God. In Jesus' name, Father God, we were asked to pray for Octavia Wilcox, Father. Touch her today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus today, God, you touch her, Lord, touch her body, touch her spirit today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for it right now, Holy Father. We thank you, Lord God, for making ways out of nowhere right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, and as we have said, so shall it be today, even as the Lord God Almighty has said. It shall be so. If two of us agree is touching anything, it shall be done. And so it is. Have your Jesus-filled day today. And remember to pray for somebody. Remember to love somebody today also. Won't you do that today? We thank God for those that are here to help today. Truly, they're going to have a chance to help all. Good deal today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. And we thank God, too, for Pastor Sharon being here today. Praise God. She's here today, and our engineer is not here in the flesh. Praise God. But she's on the other end somewhere there. Praise God. So we thank God for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. What's going on? Marvin Gaye say, what's going on, isn't it? My. You want to know today. Now let me give you a little word today. Praise God. Just a small word I'm going to leave with you. Eyes that will not see are far more blind than eyes that cannot see. Eyes that will not see are far more blind than eyes that cannot see. So which one are you today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, we fixed it already. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, we had a rather interesting word on Wednesday, the following day here before, we had a rather interesting word. Amen. And it gave me some thought. Excuse me, I'm getting over this sore throat. Okay, I told you pray for me, didn't I? I'm getting there. Yes, yes. And we were talking about something specially that happens to us all from time to time. This is what we were talking about. And we came from Isaiah, the 8th chapter, and the 17th verse. That's where we came from. I'm going to read that through the 19th. Okay? Pardon me. And it says, "And I will wait upon the Lord that hid it, his face from the house of Jacob. And I will look for him. And I will look for him." Will you look for him today? He says, "Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead?" Now, let me tell you something, huh? What we were talking about when God hides from you, when he is a little distant from you, you can't seem to connect with God. Are you in that position today that you are so in despair, the valley of despair, and you can't seem to get a connection from anyone? You done tried everything. You like the woman with the issue of blood. You had done tried everything you could think of to get a word. But you know, when you think about it, when you read scripture, you find that scripture tells us there is going to come a time of famine, and not for food, but for the word of God. Now, there's going to come that time, and it comes in everybody's life when there is not a true word. Hear me now. It's not a true word from the Lord. And so, therefore, you're starving to death for a word. So when you start starving to death for a word, I'm going to tell you what you do. I want you to go now to 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter. It's where we're going to be reading. Now, I'd like to read the entire. I'm going to start at the third verse. Okay, I'm not going to start. I'm going to start third. It's going to be a lot of reading, but I want to tell you this, let you hear this for yourselves, how you can get yourself into trouble. When you can't seem to connect with God, there's something standing in the way. Most of the time it's you yourself, okay? And it starts with the third verse. We say, "Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land." Now, you see what the Bible is saying. "And Saul put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land." Now, you remember the scripture we just read a few minutes ago, huh? Did you remember that? In Isaiah, right? "And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered and all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled." Now listen now. Now he was big bad enough to put away all the familiar spirits. Now look, now we just read that, right? Now he got bold when Samuel died. Oh, and they buried Samuel and everything. Oh, he was. Oh, yeah, he gonna do what Samuel said, and oh, he gonna just show his kingship and all of this. He's gonna show himself right big and bad. And here we get down here, and what happened here? When he saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. Now, the devil done made him tremble, from that boldness he had. You know, think about yourself now. I want you to put yourself in that place. Are you in this place today? Think about it. And when Saul inquired of the Lord, listen now, the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Now, he was seeking all of the ways that he had to hear from God, all of the people that he had. You see what I'm saying? It's like the church world today. They're searching. They're following signs and wonders. Do you hear me? But let me tell you, he said these signs shall follow them that believe. Did he not? Well, here is the thing here. Now, here he is. God haven't answered him because he's afraid. One thing, he just done got out of God because he's scared. See? And you heard the song, the old song, say God ain't got no coward soldiers. You hear what I'm saying? He don't have, that's an old song. God ain't got no coward soldiers. Now, here he has become cowardly because the Bible says he is afraid, because of what he saw in his enemy. Now, he has forgotten everything that the Word of God has been teaching him concerning God, that he was going to be right there with him, But because he had some evilness in him, he could not find his way to see, trust, or believe. Listen at it now. And the sixth verse says, and when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, not by Urim, nor by prophet. No kind of way you used to hearing me, I'm not answering you. You used to confess, and I would answer you. You used to go on a prayer vigil for days on end, 20 days, 40 days, or what have you, and I would answer you. I would send a prophet in your midst to give you an answer, but I am not doing it at this time. Listen now, is he telling you that today? The Bible said, then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit. Now, check this out now. He done went all the way back there. Now, they done got rid of the familiar spirits, all the people, the wizards, and everything in the warlock. And now he's seeking for the enemy. Are you doing that today? Are you trying to seek the enemy in order to find the answer to your problem? You know, this is what makes people go into with the wizards and the warlocks and the what have you. You know, every time I start talking about them, some devil will try to come up against me. But the devil is a liar today, and I send that spirit back to where it came from right now in the name of Jesus. For I am more than a conqueror today. Do you hear me today, devil? Because every time I begin to talk about it, he comes up with something. Some of those familiar spirits will rise up. See, there's some on the line somewhere listening, trying to hinder this word, trying to hinder you from being free, trying to hinder you from feeling God, getting in connection with God, being connected to the full power. Not being connected to, you know, those on your wall, you have some dead plugs where you can plug in and nothing happen. Well, when you plug into the devil, that's a dead plug, okay? It's one that trying to peep but can't bring no light. Hello, somebody. My God, glory to God. He says, seek me a woman that had a familiar spirit that I may go to her and inquire of her. Now, tell me one thing. Why in the world you want to go to something that ain't got no power? I'll never know. Why you want to go to somebody that's trying to destroy you all the time, and what they're doing is destroying you. Every time you visit them, they're destroying you. Mm-hmm. They're taking away all the faith you had. They're taking away all the trust you had in God. There is no more because you're seeking a familiar spirit. Do you get me? You're seeking after a word that's not there. If God didn't give a word, there is no word. You should stand fast in the liberty that he made you free. Stand on solid ground. That's what you should say. You should do. You should do like Ephesians 6 tell you. After all you done, stand anyhow. Huh? You just keep on standing. Hello, somebody. Just keep on standing. You see what I'm saying? And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that had a familiar spirit at Endor. Now, you know, the servant kept tabs on the familiar spirit. So I wonder sometimes, was he dealing in it too? Huh? Because if he kept tabs on it instead of destroying it, destroying that familiar spirit, getting rid of it, excommunicating it, or however they want to do it, glory be to God, then listen, what happened? How you know the familiar spirit is around there? Are you tending, are you going to them too, trying to find your way? All right, so he told him about a familiar spirit at Endor. So we're going to gather you've been going there too. Mm-hmm. You know where to find him at, don't you? And it says, and Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. See, did you ever notice the devil like to do stuff in the nighttime more so? Huh? Most of these is done in the dark. Why you think that? Because he is darkness. Hello? He is darkness. There's no light in him. Do you get the picture? Because when God made him, he made him to steal, kill, and to destroy. Do you hear? He is the opposition to God. You see what I'm saying? He's always opposing what God is doing, how he's doing it, and who he's doing it to. So therefore, you're on his hit list. Do you hear me today? Mm-hmm. So think about it. If he's not moving, if you don't feel no shimmer, tremble, or you can't shout or put your hand up and pray, praise the Lord, because you don't feel it. Like I told you on the preceding broadcast, you want to feel everything. Because you can't feel him, you don't feel him, don't mean he ain't there. Huh? He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So he said it, he meant it. A fact that God will be standing by you. Don't care who's talking about you. Don't care how they trying to malign you. Don't care what the enemy trying to do to you. Even when those familiar spirits and wizards and warlocks begin to work against you, God is standing by. He is going to deliver you. He says he is the Lord God that healeth thee. And when he say he is the one that healed thee, he will heal thee from everything. Do you hear me say that the devil put out there and try to put on you? Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't care who he mess with. You could be the preacher, you could be the teacher, the pastor, the bishop, and the chief bishop, chief apostle, and chief whatever you want to be. He doesn't care. He's going to go after you. And he would put fear in you if you allow him to. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you don't go by your feeling, because fear will come in and take over your emotions. And all you feel is fear to go down the street, fear to cross the street, fear to go to the post office, fear to go to the grocery store. You will fear everything there is come up in your path that you should not fear. You fear. Because the enemy don't care nothing about you. He don't care nothing about how good you sing. He don't care how good you pray. But when he get ready to put fear in you. He will put it on you. And that's when you know that God is not around right now. He's hid himself from me because he's looking to see what I'm going to do when the Spirit is not striving with me. What will you do? Will you keep standing when you can't see nothing around? When you can't hear nothing? When you can't feel nothing? Will you still stand? I want to know today. And he ran on and he went on. Here we go. We'll go on down a little further. The 9th verse says, and the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul had done. See, she didn't recognize him at first, okay? And how he had cut off those that have familiar spirits. She was well aware who she was and what she was. And the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? See, he come in, but he came in. He had on a different raiment. You know, he tried to hide himself, but he couldn't hide because of the clothes that he did have on, you see. So she could recognize that. She thought they was coming to kill her, you see. But listen what Saul says. Saul, aware, swear to her by the Lord, saying, now he went and put the Lord in it. Now he done forgot about the Lord all the way back here when we started reading the third chapter, third verse. He done forgot about the Lord. Now all of a sudden he want to put by the Lord. I swear by the Lord. Now how you going to swear by the Lord you just forgot about? Huh? Come on, you see how crazy we get sometimes when we want feeling and we trying to see something that ain't there that we don't need to be seeing. We need to stay blind sometimes. We need to be blind to some facts. Hello, somebody. Oh, yeah. As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Now, he done swore on the Lord. Are you doing that today? And yet you dipping and dabbing in something you ain't got no business dipping in. You're always trying to hurt somebody. You're always trying to bring a person down because they don't meet your what you think they ought to be doing. Mm-hmm. You want them to be like you. Don't have no faith in God. Mm-hmm. You don't believe the word. You say you go to church. You say you're a Christian, but you don't believe what the word of God say. So therefore, you will try to cut down another person that believes God, trust God with all their heart. You will try to go and manipulate. You will try to bring them down in whatever way. If that don't do but your tongue, you'll go buy some portions and try to fix them up some way that you want them to do. You want them to bark at the moon or something. But honey, let me tell you, that stuff will backfire on you, and you'll be the one barking at the moon and the sun. Huh? Because you dare to touch God's anointed. Jesus. Did you hear me now? Now, somebody's up here. Somebody's doing something here. Oh, glory be to God. And so that's why I bring this on a little bit further from the message on yesterday. When God is distant from you, you go into that. So you can tell when God is not in a person and he is not there anymore, they will reach for something else. Some of them go to the Ouija board. I never seen so many Christians playing a Ouija board. That's a very dangerous thing to be playing with. You're playing with the devil. And so when you play with him, he invokes into you, and then what? You are now his possession. Hello, somebody. My God, my God. Jesus. See, this is what happened. He goes to this woman, and he swears that he's not going to punish her, see? But he didn't say nothing about what God going to do. You don't know what God going to do to her and him, too. But we are going with the story a little bit further. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. Now, let me tell you, when he said that, that woman's eyes came open, and she knew who he was. Because who in the world else want to bring up Samuel, the prophet Samuel, the one that every time he come to town, the demons tremble because he come to town. He have a word. She knew about Samuel, but yet she remained a person that worked in the arts of witchcraft. She remained in that, even though she knew who Samuel was. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, "Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul." She knew who he was immediately, because he wanted to talk to Samuel. Huh? Ain't nobody else want to talk to Samuel. Ain't nobody had that kind of, ain't nobody that crazy. Let Samuel stay where he is. Because he did enough things when he was on the earth, huh? He had them shaking in their boots. Yes, he did. Because he was a great man of God. And when you see a great man of God in your midst that can execute that power that God has put in him and given him to operate with, Lord have mercy. You don't want to mess with him dead or alive. Hmm? You don't want to mess with it. But no, he tells her to call it, huh? When she saw Samuel, the Bible said, and when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. Lord, that woman was probably shaking in her shoes. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, "Why hast thou deceived me?" Now she's shaking now. And now he know that she know who he is. And the king said to her, "Don't be afraid, for what sawest thou?" And the woman said unto Saul, check this, what she saw. "I saw gods ascending out of the earth." That's the only way she could explain what she saw. She saw something she didn't know, and she couldn't understand what it was that she did see, but she knew it was not from that earth, of the earth. Huh? See, you call up these things and you want to see these things, but when they come, can you accept them? Jesus. Oh, you're going to be more afraid than you were in the beginning. Hmm? When you start messing around with things that you should not mess around with, and you need to stay with stuff that you know about that is makes sense in Christ Jesus. Instead of trying to go and call up dead folks, trying to manipulate people and trying to control their lives, trying to be a god when you are not a god, or you are not the god, we'll put it in that way. You may be a god, but you're a god of the devil. That's what you would be. Hmm? And he said unto her, "For what form is he of?" You want to know what he looked like. And she said, "An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle." Now, you know ain't nothing but God. "And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself." Now, he know what Samuel stood for. While Samuel was on earth, because Samuel had prophesied to him. And he didn't like what Samuel was saying when he prophesied to him when he was on the earth. Now, how he going to think about this now? Think about it. How you going to listen now? You didn't listen to me when I was out, when I was there. Why you mess with me? I like that what Samuel said, huh? When he bowed himself, Samuel said to Saul, "Why hast thou disquieted me? Took me out my rest, huh? To bring me up here." And Saul answered, "I am so distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me and answered me no more." And all he crying, sure enough. Now, you hear what I'm saying? My man is crying, sure enough. Why? Do you want to be in that predicament? Huh? You want to keep going to them soothsayers and witches, warlocks, and peepers and seeking that ain't even seeking nothing? You stop seeking God and start seeking a devil, huh? They can't do nothing but peep, because God is the seer, huh? You hear what I'm saying? prophets, nor by dreams. He began to tell him that God ain't talking to him no kind of way. And we need to be aware of that problem in our lives, because there are times that God will part with you, part from you, praise God. The Holy Ghost will part from you, and you're standing there, and you're like on your own. And you can't get a word from the Lord. It's called like a dry place, you know. Sometimes we get into dry places. Now, if you've been saved a while, you know what a dry place is. And you don't hear no word from God. And you can go to a meeting and you know the prophet is a real prophet, but you ain't going to get no word. You can go to another one. You won't get no word. But that don't mean God is not there. That don't mean he's not checking you out to see where you are, what you're going to do. When he told you my spirit won't always strive with man, he's already told you that, so you should take that into consideration and not allow yourself to be suckered into these other things. Do you get it here? This is what he said, call thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Now, think about this here. I would answer you the same way. I would answer you. Then said Samuel, wherefore then do thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and is become thine enemy? Now, why you want to seek me? You think I'm going to speak contrary to what God has already said to you? Now, people do think that, don't you? They go from one prophet to the other. When God give them a word that they don't like and a word about something in their life they need to get rid of, they go to another prophet hoping that prophet tell them something different. Come on now. Yes, they will. They will be looking for their truth and not for God's truth. Is that true? Come on, somebody, That's what they'll be looking for. You cannot find it, because if the heavens have been shut up on you, ain't nobody can open it. He said, when a door is shut, can't no man open it. And when it's open, can't no man close it. Did you know that? Well, that goes with this story right now. Samuel said, wherefore, you know, let's tell you this again. Seeing the Lord is departed from thee and it's become thine enemy, what you calling me for? I was doing good. So you called me to come bringing this drama to me. And the Lord had done to him as he spake by me. What, in other words, what the Lord did to you is what he told me to tell you before. For the Lord had rent the kingdom out of thine hand and even given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Now, you know he ain't like that, don't you? Because he's been trying to kill him for so long anyhow, David had to go hide. Now, that's another story altogether. As I begin to go on with the story, that could be another story altogether. You know, he's been trying to kill David because he know David was going to be a king. Somehow his sixth sense told him that David was better than him. God was calling him to be the king. That was the king that God wanted, not him, but the people wanted him. So this is what we're doing today. Even in our government, these things are going on. These same things are going on. The people want this, the people want that, and God want this. Nobody inquired of God what you want. Nobody asked God what you want. That's the same way they do in relationships and marriages and what have you. They don't ask God, is this the right one? Is this the one I should marry? You looking for certain body forms is what you're looking for. Somebody with some money or something you're just looking for. Not about what God is saying. So why do you don't expect nothing else that God had done what? You won't obey, so he's gone. He left you unto your own device. Hello, somebody. When you don't want to listen to who God sent to you, Saul wouldn't listen to Samuel, so now he want to find Samuel after the fact. When the trouble got so bad he can't handle it, he want to find God. Now, is you like that today? All this time you had a chance to find God, to know God, to be washed in his blood and all this. And now when things done got so bad in your life, there's no answer. You can't find an answer nowhere. Now you say, well, I want to find the prophet. Where's that prophet? Where's God? Where's somebody? Anybody? See, they asked for the Urim, which is just a garment that had yes or no on it. If it turned one color, it was yes. If it turned another color, it was no. It meant no. So he was looking for something to give him the right of way that he was going to win. Well, you can't win when you turn from God. Hello, somebody. All I can tell you, you just can't win when you turn from God. When you give up the right for the wrong, you want to do the wrong thing rather than the right thing. It's like we are doing today, the laws that are passed. It is to hurt people, especially to hurt the Christian man or woman. This is what most of these laws are to do. It's hurt, trying to hurt the church and tear down the church. But here, let me tell you one thing. The church of Jesus Christ going to stand anyhow because man didn't make it, God made it. So don't turn yourself away from your God today when you can't see anything. You can't see that miracle you need in that body. But know this, if you keep on praying, you hear what the old people say, if you keep on praying, the answer going to come. If you keep on praying, who can tell if God wouldn't leave a miracle there just for you with your name on it? Hello, somebody. Huh. My God, I done got all crazy in this. I done got all up in this message. Glory be to God. It has just really moved me. Praise God, because so many times we go through life, and at our testing time, we can't feel God. Huh? You ain't got no money, no honey, and nothing else. Huh? Everything is gone. The house, the car, the children, the friend, the dog even leave. Huh? See? Go on. What you going to do? I say you better go find Ephesians 6. See? After it's all been said and done, he told you to do what? Stand, didn't he? After you stand that time and look like it still ain't going to work, keep standing. As they used to tell me in the old sanctified church, say, keep marching, mark time, just stand there and march, pick them up, put them down. You may not be going nowhere, but you pick them up, put them down. You still in tune, you still getting ready to march because you ain't heard your orders yet. Do you hear what I'm saying? When you hear your orders, then you move out. See, the army, when those soldiers get ready to march, they stand up there and mark time. But they cannot move out until that sergeant or somebody give them orders. Do you hear me? And that's, let me tell you, the same thing in the church. God is going to give you orders to move out. And when you move out, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be roses for you without the thorns. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I thank God. Glory be to God. But this was just getting to me all night from yesterday to night to now. It was getting to me so, you know, because the Lord do hide himself from us a lot of time, but we be trying to feel everything. We want to, well, I don't feel it. I can't feel ya. You know, you don't feel me and I'm your preacher, then something wrong with you. Because you should not feel me per se. You should feel the word of the living God. When you feel the word of God, that means you know what the words say and you abide by what the words say. So when that dry spell come, you can still survive. And you can say to anything they come about, I am more than a conqueror. And he won't put more on me than I can bear. You can start speaking to yourself. And I tell you all the time, prophesy to yourself. Tell yourself, I am a winner. I am an overcomer. Because I'm overcoming by the words of my testimony. And my testimony today will be what the scriptures say. Whatever God has given me, I will use it. Come through. To know that when the fire come, it won't burn me. When the flood come, it won't overtake me. Huh? Because I'm standing anyhow. I'm not going with the peoples, I'm going with the seekers. That's where I am today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he promised never to leave me, nor forsake me, to be with me always. And I'm taking that to heart. I'm going to believe it when it don't look like nothing else, but you know how it look after a storm? Everything is torn to sunder and pieces is everywhere else but where it should be. I'm going to stand anyhow. How about you today? You need to stand too, huh? Where you are, stand against the wiles of the devil. You're going to, listen, take up your shield of faith. You're in a war. All we're talking about is, see, Saul was in a war, and he didn't even know how to fight it. So he had to go and look for the dead people. See, when he should have looked for the Lord Jesus Christ, that's where he ought to look, in Jesus, in God. If he looked in God, he'd have found his answer. But no, he looked for something outside, something that God had, what, told to destroy, told him, his kingdom to destroy. Yet he want to go and look for it. Like some of you today, you want to go look for what the devil got. Well, ain't no harm in that. Ain't no harm in me starting a beer factory. See? Now, you used to drink beer. Now, why? Just because it's a way to make money. You want to go start a beer factory. So you just did what? Jumped over to the enemy line. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah, anyhow. Well, glory to God. Listen, let me tell you one thing. Sometimes he's not there. And when he's not there, you hold on to the horns of the altar, Pastor Sharon.
My God, that word is so rich. I tell you, that word is awesome. I mean, don't look for the peepers, but you're going to look for the seeker of God, not the peepers. Because in the natural, when a person is peeping through someone else's stuff, there is illegal. And when someone inside see a people looking through their window, they call what, 911, and call the police and tell the police there's someone out there trying to peep in there into their stuff. So I tell you, be a seeker of God today. And that word is so rich, I tell you, because Psalm 37 says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for the evildoer shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. I tell you, and verse 12 said, the wicked plotted against the just and gnashed upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. I tell you, the word is so rich. I mean, Saul went back. When God deliver you from something, I tell you, that's all it was. God deliver you from something. Don't find yourself back there. Going back to the familiar, what you're used to do, do not go back with the familiar, because the familiar may cause you to lose your life, because he lost his life completely now. He went to the what? The wizard. I tell you, the word is awesome. I was just having a good time today, because so a lot of times there's people, they feel that God is not the higher power, but my word of God tells me, let every soul be saved. subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The power of God that be are ordained of God. Let me say that again. Let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. I tell you, the power that is ordained of God. God is the greatest power there is. God is the awesomest power. I tell you, he can see through every little darkness. He can see through every little plot, every little snare. And I tell you, when God said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper today. So it doesn't matter what stumbling block they may put in your way. It doesn't matter what they may try to do to hinder or stop or block whatever blessing God has in your way. The devil is a liar today, because when God speaks something, it is what the word of God says. And I'm glad to know that Saul recognized, even at the end, he messed up. In other words, he got out of the frying pan and he was into another fire. Everything was getting worse and worse. So seek God's face today, not the gods of your family now, because we have a tendency of going back into what? The familiar, the family lineage, what the family is dealing into. You allow that spirit to come back up in you. You allow strife and anger and jealousy to come back in you again. And that's all it is, that it costs you to do what? Go back into your old ways. So now, be careful now who you are around. You know you got that family member that always, you know what the apostle said, right? He had someone around him that was keeping tab on the familiar spirit woman. Because if he wasn't keeping tab, how would he know how to find the address? So sometimes God took you out of something, but there's someone around you still that's still sliding, that is still going to seek the unfamiliar spirit, and then they'll try to entice you to go this time. God won't know. Nobody else will know, but that's a deceiving spirit. That how can the light and darkness communicate together? How can you speak to something that is already gone? Don't y'all read about the hell? There is no coming back. The word of God let us know about the man. He said, let me back up so I can tell my brethren that hell is real. Now, you know when you get cut off, you are cut off. There is no coming back from the grave to tell no one there is Jesus. Jesus is alive. So if you don't want to believe there is heaven and hell, you better believe there is a devil and he don't like you. He just trying to pull you in and so he can get his place filled up. So turn today. If you walk in that direction, change your mind. Turn around. Forgive. Ask God to forgive you. Clean out them things. Get rid of the candle. Get rid of them little elephant that you worship or get rid of your gods of your family. Get rid of those things today and know that with God on your side, you can make it. Seek God now, not the peepers. Deacon Michael.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I was sitting there and I was listening to the story, and I wanted them to keep on going because it was getting kind of hot there, you know. So it kind of threw my little thoughts all out the window there, you know. But I was just sitting here and I was thinking, so how did the servant know, well, like Apostle say, the servant knew where to go find the wizard at, but how did Saul know to go to that servant to get the wizard? Yeah, but he inquired, but he knew. How did he know that guy to go inquire?
Well, he asked the guy.
Yeah, so he knew the right one to go to.
He got the right one.
Yeah, so how did Saul know that?
Well, you know, people talk.
You know, and I was thinking about that. I was saying, well, how does Saul know to go to him? You know, although, like you say, people might talk, but how does Saul know to go to him that the guy wasn't going to be afraid of him? So, So we got to look at this line that's going on down here and look at how it transpired. That how did, you know, when Saul went to this person and this person went and got to that person, you know, because of the fact he didn't want to stand. And, you know, the stand is all what God asks us to do, is we have to stand through things. You know, and I think I said something about this yesterday, that we have to stand and not be, and don't worry about if the answer don't come. We have to stand regardless of what's going on. What's going on with you today then, that don't mean you have to give up on God, because God is always going to be there with you. You know, maybe it just ain't your time for God to answer at this moment. You know, so you got to stand a little longer. The problem is people are impatient, because we're in a microwave society and people are impatient. You know, why be so impatient that when your miracle come or your blessing come, you give it up?
Mm-hmm.
You might be at the door, but you give it up. So therefore, now you got to wait all over again because of the fact you messed yourself up. See, and a lot of times, I think Apostle said that yesterday, self is in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're at today. Self be in the way. And we got to get out of self in order for us to reach our goal in the Lord, in order for us to move, because self will get us in a whole bunch of trouble, you know. And I think I said this on my broadcast before, was that the fact of the matter is man stays in the way of man. Man can't get out of what man way. Man is in his own way. Man never worries about what's going on in the spirit. Man just stays in the way. Man just look for what's happening now, what's in the physical realm. The man doesn't understand what's in the spiritual realm. And this is what we need to start understanding. It's what's going on in the spirit. How does the spirit of God tie into what your life is into today? So let's try to get our lives in order and get everything that we need to see and to get in to what Jesus has in store for us, and let's not give up. Let's stand. As the word says, stand and stand pat. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, I'm not there in that office, but Lord, no, I feel like I'm there. That is an awesome word. Apostle, I just want to say thank you for the understanding. I just thank you. Wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Deacon Michael? I tell you, rich it was indeed. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com. Time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, the word is definitely rich. Every Friday night, that's right, every Friday night, that's tomorrow night, at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 567-314-9757, 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have I'm Just Saying with Deacon Michael, and that calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Also, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And right now we are looking for donations to get a bus so that we are able to transport students that cannot catch the school bus but is walking to school, and it's a distance for them. So let's help out. Let's, you know, just get together. And just know, you can just donate the bus to us. it'll be a blessing to you. God will bless you, and just know that it is a tax write-off. So tune in tomorrow to Wailing Wells Prayer Line at 11 p.m. and on Monday at 3 p.m. to I'm Just Saying with Deacon Michael. Till then, you be blessed.
Let's go.
Let's go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let's go.
Yes, let God.